God, you will not believe the day I just had, so don't say anything and just let me talk, okay? Great. Today was supposed to be easy since I'd already done most of the work for the client yesterday, but when I got into the office, my supervisor was standing at my computer with one of the new hires. Normally this wouldn't be a problem since, you know, what's he gonna do, right? He's probably just checking over my work or something. But this time he had definitely messed about with something because he was like frantically clicking around and typing, I don't know what. So I walk up because it's my desk and they've obviously done something to it, and my supervisor turns to me and is like, your code is broken. So obviously I'm like, what do you mean my code is broken? It was working perfectly fine yesterday. Now the new hire's looking all nervous as I'm trying to see what happened, and my supervisor's all, well, I found some stuff I didn't like in it, so I removed it at Ryan's suggestion. Ryan's the new employee, if I hadn't said that already. Anyway, I go in to look at what they deleted, because the idea that they would just delete something out of my code is insane, and I immediately clock the problem because he moved a bunch of commands around to try to hide it or fix it or whatever. I don't fucking know what that idiot was doing. And because why would a boss make things easier or just not touch them when they're working fine, he's deleted one of the most important bits in keeping the fucking website functioning. So now the code is all jumbled and doesn't work, but it wouldn't have worked anyway even if it wasn't jumbled, because he deleted the part that could actually make the website, you know, a website. Now I'm realizing I'm fucked because I have to send the site over to the client for review today, and the whole thing has collapsed like one of those game towers. You know, the kind where you pull one block out at a time and try not to be the one to cause it to collapse. Yeah, he pulled the wrong brick and desperately tried to make it not fall over, but in the process just completely demolished the whole thing and made the table collapse. That's how fucked it was. And it turns out our source control was misconfigured, so there's no fucking backup. That's not on me, that's on the DevOps guys. So at this point, I'm trying not to scream or cry or just quit on the spot, because that was days of work that they just reset completely for no reason beyond, I found some stuff I didn't like, which, by the way, what does that even mean? How can you just not like part of a piece of code, especially one that works fine and does what it's supposed to do? It was pretty readable even. How is this man my supervisor? How does he get paid more than I do when all he does is rant on and on about how easy we have it as coders and web devs, but when he tries to do the same stuff we do on a daily basis, he always screws it up without fail and then tries to claim it was our coding and not his own stupidity? Where was I? Oh, right. So I tell them to get the hell away from my desk so I can try to salvage this before the client gets pissed, but obviously that pissed off my supervisor. So he's just yelling at me while I'm trying frantically to fix what he deleted and put it all back together so that it at least fucking compiles. And this man has the audacity, the gall, the, I don't even know what it is, but he starts reaching for my power button because he's mad I'm not listening to him yelling at me, which, by the way, is a stupid thing to do when your dev is actively trying to salvage a project for a high-paying client. And then, because I'm an idiot and a moron, I slapped my supervisor's hand away, which is a surefire way to get fired, but at this point, I don't even care because it was justified. The supervisor keeps yelling while I'm literally slapping his hand away with one hand and frantically typing with the other because it's less than 2 hours to the deadline, and I have to completely rebuild the whole site to have something even remotely functional. At some point, he stops yelling and just drags the new employee away, probably to go to complain to the CEO or the supervisor or the supervisor of the supervisor or however that shit works. I don't know, I'm just a rank and file employee making barely minimum wage. Which, by the way, is totally unfair for all of the work I'm doing, like, come on. I've been there over a year now, and I've barely gotten more than 3% over minimum wage. That's basically a deduction from my pay instead of a raise like they claim it is. And with the client I'm working for right now, and the other clients we've had call us up in the past, I know the execs are making money hand over fist, while I am basically making pennies an hour for doing the actual work that makes them money. Stupid. This job sucks.